We're holding at the top of Ayin Bey's Amud Aleph, so the beginning of the Gemara. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah a few scenarios about a person shechting the Korban Pesach about a person shechting on Shabbos, and the question is whether he was Mekayim a mitzvah or not. We said there's the basic idea, according to Rabbi Yeshua at least, that if a person is Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, that if a person was intending to do a mitzvah and he ended up doing something. So we're going to see in the Gemara, is it, good morning, Ellie. We're going to see in the Gemara, is it that it has to be, so is it that in order to be potter from a chatas for breaking Shabbos, does it have to be that he actually accomplished a mitzvah of some kind? Or is it enough, as we'll see in the Gemara, another possibility, that maybe it's enough if he intended to do a mitzvah, even though he didn't actually do it, as long as it wasn't real, as long as we can attribute what he did to not real carelessness, but like he was in a hurry or something. So we had a few scenarios in the Mishnah. One we had was a person shechted the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Shaloi L'Shem Pesach. He shechted it as some other kind of Korban. Now, the Shogig then was, Rashi mentions on the Mishnah, that he thought that you were allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach Shaloi L'Shmoi. And of course, that's a mistake because the Korban Pesach is one of the Korbanos where if you shecht it Shaloi L'Shmoi, then it's possible. It's completely possible, unlike most Korbanos. So that could be his mistake. Another possible mistake could be that he didn't realize it was Shabbos. Now, a third possible mistake could be that he didn't know that this was a Korban Pesach and actually thought that it was a different Korban, but now that we're going to discuss in the Gemara now, that the Mishnah can't be talking about that, or at least not necessarily is the Mishnah talking about that. So that was case number one, where a person shechted an animal which was supposed to be the Korban Pesach and shechted it as something else. The second case in the Mishnah was the other way around. You shechted some other korban, having in mind that it's a korban Pesach. So there we said we make a distinction whether it's roi, whether it's suitable to be a korban Pesach. It's the right type of animal. It's a male. It's within a year, etc. So if it's not roi, then he's chayev because that's just plain carelessness. He should realize that it's not a korban Pesach. Although we'll see a different opinion on Amud Beis. If it is roi for a korban, then Rabbi Eliezer still makes him chayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua makes him potter. And that was the first half of our Mishnah. And then we continued in the Mishnah with an argument, with a discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua on that point, which we're going to analyze in the Gemara over here. So the Gemara starts out, top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, B'maya Skinan. In the first case of our Mishnah, when he shechted a korban Pesach as something else, so Shaloi L'Shmo, he shechted it as some other korban. What's the case? Ilema Batoya, are you talking about he made a mistake? In other words, that he actually thought this was a different korban. Shamat Mino Akira Batois Havi Akira. In that case, would you be able to prove from our Mishnah that Akira, that removing the name of a korban, even though it's a toast, which he didn't intend to, because in this case, if he had known that it was a Korban Pesach, he would have shechted it as one. He actually thought that it was a shlomim, so he shechted it as that. That's called Akira Batos. Does that mean that we would say necessarily from our Mishnah, have ya Akira, that such a thing is considered an Akira, it is considered you've changed the type of the Korban, and Tosfos points out there's a machlokas on that point in Menachos. About that in Menachos. So then, how would the opinion that says that Akira Batois is not Akira, how would he understand our Mishnah? So it can't. Ela ba'oikir. So we have to be talking about an our Mishnah where he's deliberately doing it. He's knowingly saying, I know that this is a Pesach, but I'm shechting it l'shem shlamim. So again, his shogig was, as Rashi said, he thought that you're allowed to shecht the Pesach shaloi l'shmoi on Shabbos, not realizing that makes the korban possible, or as Marsha says, the mistake could also be that he didn't realize it was Shabbos at all, or that it's also on Shabbos, whatever. So we're talking about that he actually knowingly said, knowing that this is supposed to be a korban Pesach, he knowingly said instead, this is going to be a shlomim. Well, Ema Sefer, but then in that case, if you can understand it that way, look at the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah continues, Pesach, any other korban that he shechted, having in mind that it's a Pesach, we said, Im Einan Ru'uyin, if they're not suitable for the korban Pesach, so for example, it's a cow, or it's a female, or it's over a year old, etc. So then Chayev, then we said he's Chayev, because that was just plain carelessness, he should look and see this is not the right type of animal. Im Ru'uyin Hen, and we said, if it is Ru'y, if it's something that conceivably could have been used for the Korban Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatas for Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. Then we said Rabbi Eliezer still makes him Chayev Chatas because he did break Shabbos and didn't bring the Korban Pesach, because he brought he shechted some other korban, which you don't have a right to shecht on, which you don't have a right to shecht on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says he's poter, as we're going to see, because he was toya b'dvar mitzvah. Now the Ibra Oiker. Now, if you talk, if that part of the Mishnah is talking about where he specifically said that I know this is some other korban, but I'm instead shechting the Shloshim Pesach. If you're talking about that Mali Ruyin, Mali Sheinin Ruyin, then what's the difference whether they're suitable for a korban Pesach or not? Either way, he's not toya b'dvar mitzvah. If he's oiker, if he's actually saying, I know this thing was supposed to be an oilo or a shlomim or what have you, and instead I am going to make it a Pesach, that's not toya b'dvar mitzvah. So why should Rabbi Yeshua say he's ever potter? If he was toya, if he made a mistake, he actually thought that this thing was some other was a korban pesach, and he shechted it l'shem pesach. Then fine, I can understand why Rabbi Yeshua patters him, but not if he deliberately did it. So ela pshita b'toya. So obviously that part of the Mishnah has to be talking about where he made a mistake, where he thought that this is a korban pesach, and he thought that it was a korban pesach and shechted it as that, and then he finds out afterwards that actually this was supposed to be a shlomim or something. So then the question is, Reisha ba'oika v'seifa b'toya. So you're telling me then that the first part of the Mishnah is going to be about the case where he deliberately changed the designation, and the second part is going to be where he just made a mistake? A Mishnah isn't usually like that. You'd usually have, if there's going to be a distinction like that, the Mishnah would make such a distinction. Amar Abavin, said Abavin, says, ain't. Yes, as a matter of fact, this is the case. Reisha ba'oika v'seifa b'toya. Yeah, that's exactly what we're dealing with over here. The first part is talking about where he deliberately changed it. The second part about where he shechted some other korban l'shem Pesach is talking about where he made a mistake and thought that it was actually a Pesach. And therefore, we're saying if it's an animal which is suitable to be a korban Pesach, then Rabbi Yeshua is going to pater him as toya b'dvar mitzvah. Because after all, it is the same. It is the right type of animal. It is the right type of animal. So you can't say that it was really sheer carelessness of his to not realize that it's a Pesach. And the fact is he did accomplish a mitzvah, because the fact is a valid korban was brought. As we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua himself holds, as we learned in the previous perek, that if you shecht some other korban, l'shem Pesach, then it's actually kosher. We say that if you shecht the Pesach, l'shem something else, then it's possible. Everybody agrees to that. But if the other way around, if you shecht a different korban, l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua actually holds its kosher, well then good. So you brought a kosher to korban, even though it wasn't the korban that you intended. Okay. So the Gemara tells in this connection, Ashkechei Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef le Rabbi Bohu. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef once found Rabbi Bohu to have a koi b'uchlusa d'inchi, that he was standing in a big crowd of people. Omerlei, so Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef asked Rabbi Bohu right there in the middle of the crowd. And we often mention these things, and Mefoshim say, we want to point out that even when the Amoroim are preoccupied with something else, in this case, Rabbi Bohu is in the middle of a crowd, Mestami has a lot of people to talk to or whatever, but still, when it comes to learning Torah, they're going to set everything aside for that. Anyway, Omalei, so Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef asks Rabbi Bohu, Masnisin Mai, what's the story with our Mishnah? Is it talking about Oiker or is it talking about Toya? Omalei, and he answers him like we just said, Reisha b'Oiker v'Seifa b'Toya. The first part is talking about where he deliberately changed the designation of the korban. The second part about shechting some other korban l'shem Pesach is talking about where he made a mistake. He actually thought it was a Pesach. So yeah, same thing as we just explained. And the Gemara continues, Tonamine Aboin Zimnin. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef didn't just learn it one time from Rabbi Bohu, he learned it from him 40 times. So he had Rabbi Bohu repeat it over to him 40 times, the Dumile commander mancha b'kise, and then he felt as though it was something that was placed in his pocket. In other words, that he's not going to forget it now because he reviewed it that many times. Maram Shif actually says a vote on it elsewhere. We have a couple of other places in Shas where you have this expression that somebody learned something 40 times. We actually had one of them in Brachos already. But anyway, so Maram Shif in one of those places says what it means is even then, it's still when a person has money in their pocket or in their money bag, they don't just leave it there and forget about it. We know the famous Gemara in Eilat Metzias that says that a person is constantly checking the contents of their pocket. So here also it hints at the idea, in other words, that even though he had learned it 40 times and you'd think now he knows it forever, nevertheless, he kept on rummaging in it and making sure every so often that he actually still remembers it. Okay. So the point is that, yes, that's how the Mishnah is talking about Reisha b'Oikar v'Seifa b'Toya. Now, though, Tanan, let's look at the continuation of our Mishnah and see if that fits with this understanding. We said in the Mishnah, so when it came to the case of shechting a different korban l'shem Pesach, so we had, again, Rabbi Eliezer says he's still chayv achatos, Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter, and in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer continues with an argument like this. He says, I'm going to make a kal v'chomer. A korban Pesach, which you allowed to shecht on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, but if you shecht it shaloi l'shmoi, then you chayev, how much more so other korbanos, where you don't even have any business shechting them in the first place on that day, so how much more so if you did shinui Hashem, if you change the designation of them, how much more so you should be chayev. That's Rabbi Eliezer's argument. Now, let's look. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ma'im Pesach shemutter l'shmoi, madach l'korban Pesach, which is mutter to shecht on l'shmoi, on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, and yet, k'sheshino es shmoi chayev, but if he changes the designation and shechts it as some other korban, then he's chayev, zvachim shein asurin l'shmon, so then other korbanos, which is also to shecht on that day, even l'shmon, because it's Shabbos, you have no business bringing a shlomim or a private oila or what have you. So if you change the designation, how much more so that you should be chayev? Now, that's Rabbi Eliezer's argument. Now, remember, this is talking about the second case where you shechted some other korban as the korban Pesach. And Rabbi Eliezer is v'im isa. If you're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about two different cases, the Mishnah is talking about he shechted a korban Pesach shaloi l'shmoi deliberately, and then we're talking about he shechted some other korban as the Pesach mistakenly, then how do you compare them? Holy dummy. Then it's not the same thing. After all, the first part's talking about where he did it by mistake. The second part's talking he did it, or the first part's talking he did it deliberately. The second part's talking he did it by mistake. So how can Rabbi Eliezer say that we can make a kal v'chomer from one to the other, where in the first part you're talking about a completely different case? The answer is very simple. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's actually no difference. He would say it's true. One's talking about Toya, one's talking about Oiker, one's talking about Toya. But Rabbi Eliezer says ultimately it doesn't make a difference. Whether he was Oiker, whether he changed the designation deliberately, or even if he had been Toya, even if he just made a mistake, like in the second case, nevertheless, either way, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say he's Chayev Chatos, because the fact of the matter is he didn't actually do the mitzvah that he was supposed to. In the first case, he didn't do any mitzvah at all, because in the first case, Rabbi Eliezer would say that we would say Rabbi Eliezer holds that Akira Batos is Akira. So we said it's a machlokas amaroyim, but fine, Rabbi Eliezer is a Tana. He's entitled to pick one of those opinions. So he can say that even though he changed it betos, nevertheless, it still takes effect. And therefore, this isn't a korban Pesach. So therefore, it ends up that he shechted a posel a korban on Shabbos, and therefore he's chayev chatos for it. Whereas in the Sefer, we're talking about Toya, and fine, Toya also, where he actually made a mistake, he thought this was a korban Pesach. The fact is, Rabbi Eliezer is saying it doesn't matter. Even Akira Batos is still going to be effective. So it doesn't matter, and therefore, according to him, it's a good kal v'chomer. So the question is, Rabbi Yeshua, Dishani Le Lishani Le Hofi, Nu, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, why does Rabbi Yeshua give a different answer? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua gives a different answer. He says, you know what? Rabbi Yeshua says the difference is because the korban Pesach, if you shecht it as something else, you're changing it to something which is aser. You're changing it to a shlomim, let's say, which you have no business bringing a shlomim on Shabbos. As opposed to the other way around, if you shecht it a shlomim l'shem Pesach, yes, you did wrong. Especially because you were Toya. The fact is, it's not going to be a valid korban Pesach. But on the other hand, you did change it to something which you have a right to bring on this day, which is the korban Pesach. So fine, it doesn't become a kosher korban Pesach, but it becomes a kosher korban of some kind, and therefore he's not going to be chayev chatos. So now Rabbi Yeshua does apparently hold that there is a distinction between oiker and Toya. So why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua tell him that? Why does Rabbi Yeshua have to find the distinction between whether you're changing it to something osur or something mutter? Let him just say, very simple, Rabbi Eliezer, you're taking the view that it doesn't matter whether he's oiker or toya. You should know there is actually a difference. The Maharshal actually asks where does the Gemara take it as a given that Rabbi Yeshua would make that distinction? So the Maharsha answer is that actually we get it from the continuation of the sugya where we're going to discuss different things between where we're going to have as far as a case of babies and brisim on Shabbos. There's no distinction there between davar osa and davar mutter. But we're patterning him when he's toya b'dvar mitzvah and accomplished a mitzvah. So therefore, we can see that Rabbi Yeshua would be willing to make the distinction between oiker and toya, says Maharsha. Okay, so the point is, so Rabbi Yeshua should answer that way. The answer is, you're right. The Gemara says hachi kamarle. Rabbi Yeshua is saying as follows: Lididi loy dami. As far as I'm concerned, anyway, there's no similarity because Reisha ba'oikav is sefer b'toya. As far as I'm concerned, they're talking about two different cases. The first one where he changed the designation deliberately. The second one where he did it by mistake. And I would say that only when he does it, there's a big difference over here. You can't be mechayev him as much when he's toya if he's toya b'dvar mitzvah, as we're going to discuss later. Lididach. But even according to you, that you don't make that distinction, you don't hold of Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, still we can slug up your Kavachayimah because we can say, Lo, Yom Amartu B'Pesach, Sheshina, Shmuel, the Dover Aser, that when it comes to the Pesach that you shechted as something else, where you changed it to something which is also to do on Shabbos, Toya B'Zvachim, Sheshina, Shmuel, the Dover Amutter, so how are you comparing to Zvachim, to other Korbanos, where you change them to something Mutter, because after all, it is Mutter to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So he's saying, even according to your svara, Rabbi Eliezer, your kavachomer doesn't work. So we can still say, in other words, that yes, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the two halves of the Mishnah, it doesn't matter. Both of them could be talking about oiker, or both of them could be talking about toya. It really doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold that there's any distinction of toya b'dvar mitzvah. As far as he's concerned, you didn't do the exact mitzvah that you set out to do, which you can be doicha Shabbos for. Then you chayev chatas. And Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold of the concept of toya b'dvar mitzvah. So now let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. We said, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer emur et sibo yechichu. So we said, Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what? I'll answer you back by looking at the case of Korbanos Tzibur, Shehin Mutorin Lashman. Those are something which you're allowed to Shech Lashman on Shabbos, because as we're going to learn in the next parak, Korbanos Tzibur that have a fixed time, like the Talmud, like the Musafim, or Doicha Shabbos. And yet, if somebody shecht the Korban Pesach l'shman, then he's going to be chayev because he shechted a Korban Pesach shaloi l'shmoi, which therefore becomes a posel korban. So you see that even though you're changing to something which is mutter, nevertheless a person is chayev. Or for that matter, if he's shechting some other korban as the korban musaf or as the korban talmud or whatever, then he's chayev. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says there's a difference. Loi. So Rabbi Yeshua says there's a distinction. Im amarta be'emuret tzibur. You can say that as far as the korbanos tzibur. Sheken yesh lahan kitzva. Because after all, there's a fixed number of them. You know, there's only a certain number of korbanos that have to be brought today. So if you find this extra animal in the azara and you think to yourself, hey, this belongs to one of the musafim, let me shecht it. No, that was carelessness of you. You should have looked around and seen. They already shechted X number of korbanos, and they already shechted X number of animals, so obviously you don't need this one. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, fine, I can be mechayev mechatas for that because it was careless. Toma b'pesach she'en lekitzba. How do you compare to the korban pesach? There's no fixed number. So even, let's say, Rashi says, so you find, let's say, a sheep standing in the azara, you have every right to assume, given that it is the right type of animal and which could be a Korban Pesach, okay, it's somebody's Korban Pesach, they must have lost track of it, let me go and shecht it on their behalf, and then that way, it'll, you know, whoever's it is, I'll shecht it on their behalf, and then that way they'll have a Korban Pesach. So you can't say that it was such carelessness, and the fact is, so therefore you could argue he was toya b'dvar mitzvah. He did intend to accomplish the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach in the event, he intended to bring a Korban Pesach. In the event it wasn't a Korban Pesach, it was some other Korban, or the other way around, it was a Pesach, and he shechted it having in mind that it's a... We're still talking about the case where he shechted some other Korban l'shem Pesach. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, you can't say that he should be potter, because after all, by the same logic, if he shecht something else, L'shem emur tzibo is chayev. So Rabbi Yeshua says the difference is if you find a random animal in Yazara and shecht it l'shem korbanos tzibur, and it turns out it wasn't needed for the korbanos tzibur, then that was just carelessness of it. So you should have counted and seen how many other korbanos tzibur there are, and you know how many there was supposed to be. But if you shechted this animal that you found in the Yazara, l'shem Pesach, you never know. It might actually be that there was another Pesach that needed to be brought, and therefore you're toya b'dvar mitzvah. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's argument. So now the question becomes, l'memra d'chol heicha d'islei kitzva m'chayev Rabbi Yeshua. So you're telling me, so are you telling me then that that Rabbi Yeshua would say that wherever there's a fixed number, wherever there's a known number of things, then, and you went over that number, then Rabbi Yeshua would say that you chayev chatas? No, vari tinoikus d'yesh lahem kitzva. Consider the case of babies that need a bris milah, where there is a fixed number of them. There's only, you know in advance, there's only a certain number of babies that are scheduled to have their bris milah. And after all, you have to know because they're born a week before. So you know how many you're going to have to mal. Utnan, yet we learn in a Mishnah in Shabbos, if somebody had two babies that he had to mal, one was supposed to be maled on Sunday, and therefore on Shabbos it's too early for his bris yet. The other one he has to mal on Shabbos. If he mixes them up and does the Sunday baby on Shabbos, then he's chayev. Because then he didn't actually accomplish a mitzvah yet. It's not time for this baby's bris yet. The time for this baby's bris is only tomorrow. But echad l'mulay be'erev Shabbos for echad l'mulay b'Shabbos. But if it was the other way around, one was supposed to be on Friday and the other was supposed to be on Shabbos, the shachach mol as shal erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Instead, by mistake, he did the Friday one on Shabbos. So now he accomplished an actual milah, because the fact is a milah any time after the eighth day is kosher, but a milah any time after the eighth day is not doicha Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer machayev chatas for Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say he's Chayev Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua is still going to say he's Potter, because after all, he was Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, and he did accomplish a mitzvah. Now, he did wrong, because he did a ninth day bris on Shabbos, but at least he accomplished a bris. Now, here there's a kitzvah. He knows there's a certain number of babies that he needs to mal today. He should know in advance he only has one. And yet, in this case, the Pashtos were assuming that he did both of them. So why would Rabbi Yeshua say he's Potter? By the logic that we just said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua should say he's Chayev, just like he says that if you know there are, let's say it's the first day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, as we said yesterday. So you have altogether 30 korbanos musaf, 30 animals for the korban musaf that are being brought that day, and he goes and shechts a 31st. Then we said he's not toya b'dvar mitzvah because that was carelessness of him. He should have realized there's only 30 and no more. The same way he should realize here, there's one baby that he has to mal on Shabbos and no more. So he mauled another one. Why is Rabbi Yeshua saying he's potter? Amar Rab Ami. So Rab Ami says, "Hochab Maya Skinan." The case that we're talking about over here is shugan shakodam umol es shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. What happened was that previously he had mistakenly mauled the baby that was supposed to be mauled on Friday. He mauled that one on Shabbos. So now he did that. So now, in other words, he has both babies in front of him. So he knows that one of them he has to make a bris milah on. And now he's distracted. He's totoed. He knows that one of them he's obligated to do today. And then let's say he first did the Erev Shabbos baby. He first did the ninth day baby. So therefore, de'ika hach to Shabbos to Torah Bay. So the fact is, there still is the other baby, the one whose bris is supposed to be today, where he has yet to do, and therefore you can still call him Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Because the fact is, he knows he still has a mitzvah obligation on him to do the bris for the eight-day baby. So therefore, the fact that he also did a previous bris, that's that he can still be considered Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. In our Mishnah, we're talking about over here, rather, that all, let's say, 30 korbanos had already been brought. Now he goes and shechts the 31st. Now we can't say anymore that he's toya b'dvar mitzvah, because now he should be able to notice, 30 of them have been shechted. That's it. My job is done. But if not, and if in fact he was shechting one of these animals in the middle over there, he shechted it, let's say the 29th or the 30th even, then yes, even though it wasn't in fact one of the korbanos tzibur, it was a different animal, let's say it was somebody's shlamim, and he shechted it l'shem korban Pesach, yeah, Rabbi Yeshua would say that he's potter, the same way as he says in the case with the babies. So the question is, so hacha, whereas over here in our Mishnah, here we're talking about an our Mishnah, he already shechted all the emure tzibur, so by the time he comes to shech this one animal, which is not in fact one of the korbanos tzibur at all, it was somebody's private oilo or shlomim or what have you, then already he's not totaled b'dvar mitzvah, because now already he should know, okay, the 30 korbanos have been shechted, my job is done. So now the question is, if you're going to understand it that way, when we said in the Mishnah of Meir Oimar Afashaychet Hashem Emurit Tzibur Potter, where we said, we continued and said that Rabbi Meir, now we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are both taking it as a given that if he, that yes, there is a case where he shecht something, L'Shem Emurit Tzibur, and he's going to be chayiv. Namely, according to Rabbi Eliezer always, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, where, as we just said in the Gemara, where all the Emurit Sibur were already shechted. And Rabbi Yeshua agrees, because after all, they have kitzba, they have a fixed number, and therefore, once that fixed number was brought, then he should be realizing that there are no more to bring. But then we continued in the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir disagrees with that whole premise. Rabbi Meir says that if you shecht a different korban l'shem Emurit Sibur, then you're potter. So now let's understand Rabbi Meir's opinion. So you're saying Rabbi Meir is saying that he's always potter if he shechts l'shem emurit tzibur. Does that mean afagab dekodim v'shechtinu le'emurit tzibur b'resha? Does that mean even if he went and already shechted all the korbanos tzibur, so therefore the kitzba is done, the 30 korbanos are already over, and yet Rabbi Meir is saying you can still call him toya b'dvar mitzvah, even though he's not in fact accomplishing a mitzvah of bringing any of the korbanos. But Vahatanya, we learn in a Braisa. Now Rabbi Meir has a different version of the Mishnah in Shabbos that we just quoted. The version that we quoted was according to Rabbi Shimon. So again, to recap, according to that version, when he mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos, then everybody agrees he's chayev chatos, because the fact is he didn't accomplish a mitzvah. It's too early for that baby's bris. In fact, by the way, there is some discussion among the Noisekele under the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that maybe you don't need to do anything else. The Shach and the Taz over there argue, what are you talking about? You should need Atofas Dambris. And they discuss the pros and cons of that. But definitely on Shabbos is too early to be doing the Bris for the Sunday baby. It's only his seventh day and the Bris needs to be on the eighth day. So then the version of the Mishnah that we quoted before is that both Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua are going to be Mechayiv and Chatos, because after all, he didn't accomplish the mitzvah of Mila. The Machloikas would be if he mauled the nine-day baby on Shabbos, where then at least it is a valid bris. It's just it wasn't a bris that was supposed to be Deicha Shabbos. But now we have a different version. Now we have Rabbi Meir's version of the Machloikas. V'hotanya, Rabbi Chia me'oval Arav. Amr Rav Meir, Rav Chia from Oval Arav, as the name of a place, taught a braisa that Rav Meir says, Loi nechelku Rav Eliezer v'Rav Yeshua al shahoy lo shnei tinoikas echad lomul erev Shabbos v'echad lomul b'Shabbos. Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua do not disagree where you about the case that now Rav Shimon had said they disagree about the case where you had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. So the mayor is saying, no, they don't disagree about that case. Echad lomul erev Shabbos ve'echad lomul b'Shabbos v'shachach amolos shet erev Shabbos b'Shabbos t'chayev. They would agree, just the opposite. They would say that where he had one that was supposed to be erev Shabbos and one that was supposed to be Shabbos, then definitely he's chayev, even though he accomplished a mitzvah. Al man nechlaku, what is the machlokas about? Al shahoyle shnei tinoikas, echad lomul achar Shabbos ve'echad lomul b'Shabbos. The other way around, he says the opposite of Reb Shimon, where there was a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby. V'shachach omolos shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. So he did the Sunday bris on Shabbos by mistake. The Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Then Rabbi Eliezer is going to be mechayev chatos because he didn't accomplish a mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that in that case he's Potter. So now we're assuming. Now, why would Rameyer say that if he mauled both of them on Shabbos, why should he be chayev? Because what would happen is that he mauled first the Shabbos baby, then he mauled the Friday baby. So now at this point, we can't say he's not thinking, I still have a mitzvah to do, because he knows, he should know to begin with, he only had one scheduled Shabbos bris. So you can't call him Toya B'dvar mitzvah. On the other hand, in the Sefer, you could have that we're talking about, he knows that there is a bris to do today, but he mixed up, he did the wrong baby. Now we don't mean, now in the Reisha, we're talking about that he did, in the Reisha, we'd be talking about that he mauled both of them. So he did the Shabbos one, and then he did the Friday one. So then he can be Chayev Chatos, because he should have realized to begin with that he only has one baby to do. Whereas the Sefer, we would say that, we would assume anyway, that Rameyer is saying in the Sefer that we're talking about he only mauled one of them. Unfortunately, it was the wrong one. But nevertheless, he still, you could say that he was totaled. So you see that Rameyer would draw a distinction between whether he's totaled or not, whether he knows, whether he thinks that there's still another one left to bring or not. So why in our Mishnah would Rameyer be saying as a blanket statement that he's always potter if he shechts l'shem and murder tzibur, even though there's a fixed number of them and he knows how many are supposed to be brought? So that's what we have to figure out. So that's the question. So why in the Mishnah is Rameyer saying that if we got to this point like this, we were saying in order to make Rabbi Yeshua's opinion in our Mishnah work with his opinion in the Mishnah in Shabbos, we had to say that the case was that why in Shabbos is Rabbi Yeshua pattering him, and here in the Mishnah is being mechayev of him, because the difference is in Masech to Shabbos, in the case of the Brisin, we're talking about where he did first the Friday baby. He first did the Friday baby's bris on Shabbos. So now there's still yet to be a baby that is supposed to be mauled today, and therefore you can say he's totered, he's distracted, and he thinks to himself, I know there's still a baby, I need to maul on Shabbos, so I need to do it. So therefore you can't be mechayev him chatos for having done the other one first. On the other hand, in that case, then the parallel case in our Mishnah would have to mean, so again, Rabbi Yeshua would say that if the Karbonos Tzibur were shechted first, and now there's nothing more to do, then he would be chayev chatos, only because he shechted this one in the middle, then therefore he'd be potter, which is the equivalent of having done the Friday baby's bris first. But in that case, when Rameyer says in our Mishnah that he's potter regardless, that would have to mean, l'chora, whether the Karbonos Tzibur are finished being brought or not. And yet we see that Rameyer seems to make a distinction between whether he's tottered or not. And Rameyer would agree where he's not tottered, where he already mauled the Shabbos baby first, and then he did the Friday baby, then Rameyer would still make him Chayev Chatos, because the fact is, once he did the Shabbos baby, he should know there's no more babies that need to be mauled that day. So the Gemara says, V'tisbara, how do you think, how could you think that that's Rameyer's reason, that it has to do with whether he's tottered or not? You have to look at it. Ma hosam delay ovid mitzvah potter of Yeshua. After all, it can't be. Madoch in that case, because where he did the bris for the Sunday baby on Shabbos, he didn't actually accomplish a mitzvah, and yet Potter Rabbi Yeshua, and yet Rabbi Yeshua is saying that he's Potter, because that's according to the Meir's version, that's what we're talking about. Rabbi Yeshua would say he's Potter. You're going to say that where he accomplished a mitzvah, where he did the Friday baby's bris on Shabbos, you're going to be mechayev him? What's the logic? There's more reason to potter him on the grounds of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, because he actually did accomplish a mitzvah. This baby is now properly gemalat. So we have to understand that. We have to understand that Braisa according to Rabbi Meir differently. So Ami Dvei Rabbi Yanai. So they said in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai that no, what we're talking about is here. Reisha kagan shekodem amol shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. In the Reisha, when Rameyer says that the case is you have two babies, a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and you mauled the Friday one on Shabbos, the situation is that he previously had made a mistake already. On Friday, he mistakenly mauled the Shabbos baby. Now comes Shabbos morning when it's time, when it should have been time for that baby's bris, and we didn't yet figure out the mistake. So he thought that the one baby that he has left is in fact the Shabbos baby. He doesn't realize already that the one that was supposed to be on Shabbos, that he actually mauled on Friday. Now he has the one that was born on Friday, and he's going to mal him on Shabbos. So because the point is, because right now, so the point is, shaloi nitna Shabbos li dachas, because in this case, there's no justification anymore for breaking Shabbos. When there is one baby that needs to be mauled on Shabbos, then you can say there is already a certain justification for breaking Shabbos, because there is one baby that needs to be mauled on Shabbos. So therefore, we can talk about if he mauls another baby at the same time, Rabbi Yeshua could pater him. But here, we're talking about there is, in fact, no baby left to be mauled on Shabbos, because the one that he was supposed to do on Shabbos, he did on Friday, and now the one that's on Friday is not Doicha Shabbos in the first place. So therefore, so yes, he's torud. Yes, he accomplished a mitzvah, but the fact is Shabbos is not nitna lidochas. You have another factor that we have to consider. You have like this. So far, we had tor bidvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah. So far, we're talking about whether he actually accomplished a mitzvah or not as a factor, whether he's torud, whether he's preoccupied with the fact I know I have a mitzvah to do. Now we have a third factor to consider. Is that Shabbos bechlal nitna lidochas? Does he even have anything to be doicha Shabbos for? And in this case, it turns out that he doesn't, because as soon as he realizes a mistake that he mauled the Shabbos baby on Friday, then that's it. There's nothing, there's no baby left now for him to be mauled, to do a bris for on Shabbos. So therefore we can be mechayev him in that case. Where is it? So that's as far as the Reisha. As opposed to the Sefer, Nitna Shabbos Lidochas Etzli. As opposed to in the Sefer of that Braisa, according to the mayor, you do have, he does have permission to be Doicha Shabbos. Because in the Sefer, we're talking about where he had one that was supposed to be on Shabbos and one that was supposed to be on Sunday. So then he did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Okay, that was wrong of him. But the fact is, there is still a baby over there. There is a Shabbos baby whose bris has yet to be done today on Shabbos. So therefore, you can still say nitna Shabbos li dochas etzli. So therefore, we can still call him tor bidvar mitzvah. And Rav Meir would say, I don't even care whether he actually accomplished a mitzvah. Just the fact that he was tor bidvar mitzvah and that it was nitna Shabbos li dochas etzli is good enough. Now, how does that relate to our Mishnah about the Korbanos? The same thing. Well, then, with the Korban Sibur, the same thing. Shabbos is Nitna Lidochas, because the fact is there are Korbanos that have to be brought that day. So even if all of those Korbanos ended up being shechted, and like this, he's totered, he's preoccupied by this particular animal for the last few days before that. He knows eventually I have to bring this animal as a korban. Now he forgot and thought that it's actually one of the korbanos tzibur, and he shechted it l'shem korbanos tzibur. Nevertheless, Rav Meir can pater him on the grounds of nitna Shabbos lidochas. So in other words, we would say, according to Rav Meir, the key difference is not whether he's actually accomplished a mitzvah, because in the case of the Sunday baby that he mauled on Shabbos, he didn't actually accomplish a mitzvah. The key thing would be whether the fact that he's torud, the fact that he's preoccupied, that he knows there's a mitzvah that has to be done today, and that nitna Shabbos lidochas etzli, that there is in fact a valid reason for him to be doicha Shabbos. So therefore, in the case of the babies with Friday and Sunday, if in fact the Shabbos baby had not been mauled yet when it comes Shabbos, then yes, in fact, Rav Meir would say that Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter, only because by accident he already mauled that one on Friday and didn't realize yet on Shabbos morning that now there's in fact no baby to be mauled that day. That's why he's chayev chatas. Because now there's loyd nitna Shabbos lidochas etzli. There's, once he realizes his shgaga, then he's going to realize there's no excuse now to be doicha Shabbos. The Shabbos baby that should have been today was already done yesterday. The Friday baby can't be done, is not doicha Shabbos. He's going to have to wait till Sunday. So there's nothing to be doicha Shabbos for. Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, but Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana,
this is. Impossible, because he was tarot. He couldn't think that there was just there was no other korban. He was distracted. How can you say you should have known?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. When you have korbanos, Rav Meir is going to say, I don't really care whether he did a mitzvah or not. What I care about is that he's torud. That distracted isn't really the right word. I said distracted to begin with, but really torud is better translated preoccupied. He's preoccupied with this animal. He's focused on this animal. He's thinking to himself for days before, I know I have to bring this korban at some point. So now on Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, he mistakenly thought it was one of the Korbanos Tzibur, and he shechted it as one of the Korbanos Tzibur. So the mayor is going to say he is Tarud. Shabbos was Nitna Lidochas Etzle, because the fact is that you do have permission, you do have the obligation, in fact, to bring Korbanos Tzibur on Shabbos. Therefore, that's reason enough to potter him. In the case of the babies, though, what happens is, yes, he's Tarud, but on the other hand, there's no Nitna Shabbos Lidochas Etzle. It's a, once he realizes his mistake, then he's going to realize, you know what, there is actually no reason now to be Doicha Shabbos. There's no baby now that's in front of me that I need to be Doicha Shabbos in order to do the milah for. That's the difference.
But he's still Tarud. How can he realize that there's no other baby if he's Tarud?
Okay, because the fact Tarud, according to the mayor, apparently is not enough. We're saying at this point that Tarud is not enough. You need to have that. You need to have that at least Nitna Shabbos Lidochus Etzli. And here you don't have that. So in other words, it's a plain case of shogig. Of course, you when we say we're going to be mechayev him, we don't mean we're going to be mechayev him malchus or kores or skilo or what have you. We mean that eventually, when he realizes a mistake, he's going to have to bring a chatas. It's like any other case of shogig.
You're saying basically in one case Tarud works and the other it doesn't?
No, what we're saying is Tarud works, but only when Nitna Shabbos Lidochas Etzli. That's what we're saying, according to the mayor. So again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we need more than that. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you need to have that he actually accomplished a mitzvah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have other factors. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you have the factor of kitzva that he mentioned in the Mishnah. You have to know in advance. It has to be that he knew in advance how many babies there are to be mal or how many korbanos there are to be brought. And therefore, if he goes past that, then we can be mechayev him. So even if he accomplished a mitzvah, but the fact that there was kitzvah should have alerted him, as opposed to we said that the Korban Pesach ain't like kitzvah. Reb Meir is not concerned about the kitzvah matter, but he's concerned about nitna shabbos lidochas etzli. Do we say that he has the ability in this case that he has something for which we can be doicha shabbos? In the case of the korbanos, he does, because no matter what, whether all the korbanos were brought or whether or not, the fact is this was a shabbos. When there was what to be doicha this Shabbos for. On the other hand, in the case of the babies, generally that'll be the case also. But if you have the scenario where there is in fact no baby now to be mauled on Shabbos, and he should have realized that, he should have found out his mistake, that the Shabbos baby he had done on Friday, and now there's no baby left to be mauled on Shabbos. Now if he goes and mauls the Friday baby on Shabbos, so even though he accomplished a mitzvah, nevertheless, and even though he's torud, nevertheless, the fact that lo nitna Shabbos lidochas etzli is reason enough according to the mayor to be
Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yeshua agree on the concept of Tarud?
They both agree on the concept of Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, and they both agree that Tarud is a factor in that, but they're arguing how exactly we weigh these different factors. And we're going to see soon. We're going to see more about this further down on the Amud. We're going to see further distinctions about that, about when we say that Toya B'dvar Mitzvah is Potter and when not. Well, let's continue. Omelet of Ashi Lerav Kahana. So Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, what do you mean lo nitna Shabbos lidochas etzli? Hocha nami, even when the babies got mixed up, and therefore he did the Shabbos bris on Friday, and now he's coming to do the Friday bris on Shabbos. So you could argue Shabbos is not nitna lidochas because there's no other babies for him to mal. What do you mean? Hare nitna Shabbos lidochas etzel tenokas d'alma. There are lots of other babies in the world that you could whose bris is scheduled today, Shabbos. So you could say that Shabbos is nitna lidochas. Amalei, so Rav Kahana answers him, Lagabi dehai gavra mia slois yaev. Fine, but regarding this person, yeah, there may well be another Jewish baby somewhere in the world that needs a bris that day, but he doesn't know about him, and therefore you can't say that you can potter him on that basis. As far as he's concerned, loy nitna shabbos lidochas, as he should realize that he should have realized, we can expect him to realize, despite the fact that he's totoed, that he mauled the wrong baby, and therefore that there's no baby to be mauling now on Shabbos, and therefore that you can't call him toya b'dvar mitzvah and potter him. Either other babies in the world doesn't matter. Whereas when it comes to korbanos, there's only one place where we bring korbanos anyhow. So therefore, we can say that any animal that he finds there is Shabbos is nitna lidochas when it comes to bringing korbanos over there. The Mishnah continued, Ushar kolas vachim sheshachton l'shem Pesach. We said that other korbanos that you shecht l'shem Pesach. So we said, im einen ru'uyin chayev. If those animals are b'chlal not suitable to bring as a korban Pesach, then he's chayev, because that's plain carelessness, because then he should have realized that this is not a korban Pesach. V'im re'uyin, but if they're suitable, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos for Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, then we said Rabbi Eliezer is still going to say he's chayev chatos because he doesn't hold of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua is going to potter him because the fact of the matter is, it is a kosher korban because again, you shecht some other korban l'shem Pesach, it is a kosher korban. It's he's not yotze with it, but it's still in and of itself, it is a kosher korban, and therefore a mitzvah was accomplished. So the Gemara says, "Man Tana Deshoni Leben Ruuyin LaShein and Ruuyin." Which Tana would be that holds that we would make that distinction between Ruuyin and She'en and Ruuyin? That, in other words, that we would say that if it's not Roy, then he would be Chayev according to everybody. That would be Rav Shimon. Specifically, that would be according to Rav Shimon. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, Echad Azvachim Ruuyin VeEchad Azvachim She'en and Ruuyin. Whether the korban was suitable to be brought on that day as the korban Pesach, or whether not, or if he shecht the korban having in mind that it's a korban tzibur, either way, potter divir Rav Meir. Rav Meir is going to say he's always potter. So Rav Meir, therefore, is obviously not the author of our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah we're making a distinction between ruuyin and not, and Rav Meir is saying I don't care about ruuyin. Continues the Braisa. Amar Rav Shimon. No. Lo nechlaku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua al she'en and ru'uyin shechayev. Rav Shimon continues. He says no. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree that if the korban is not roi, so for example, it was a cow instead of a sheep, then for sure he's chayev because that's plain carelessness. Amar nechlaku al ru'uyin. They were only arguing where the animal was roi, where it's a sheep or a goat within a year old, etc. We should Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas for Rabbi Yeshua poiter. And then Rabbi Eliezer is still going to say he's chayev chatos because he doesn't hold of Toya b'dvar mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua is going to potter him because Toya b'dvar mitzvah. So we see, therefore, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, whereas Rabbi Meir would be more makel and say it doesn't matter roi or she'en roi. So now let's analyze Rabbi Meir's opinion. Amar Abibi, Amar Abibi, Amar Abelazer. Afilu egel shol zivchei shlamim she'shachte l'shem haPesach. That means Rabbi Meir would pater, even if it was a calf, a baby cow of shlamim, where you would think how could you mix up a calf with a sheep, and wouldn't you say that was sheer carelessness? Nevertheless, if he shechted at l'shem Pesach, nevertheless, Reb Meir would hold that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that he's pater. So the question is, Amalei Reb Zeira le Reb Bibi, va'amar Reb Yechanan moida hayu Reb Meir b'bali mumin. Didn't Reb Yechanan say that Reb Meir does agree when it comes to a bal mum, that he would be chayev? Amalei, so Reb Yechanan answers him. So Reb Bibi rather answers, b'bali mumin lo torid behu v'hai torid be. We are going back to the point of torid before. Now remember, when we're talking about korbanos, we're always talking about nitna shabbos lidachas etzlei. The factor that we mentioned before about nitna shabbos lidachas or not is only relevant as far as brisim. It's not relevant as far as korbanos, because by definition, korbanos tzibur have to be brought on Shabbos. So therefore, nitna Shabbos lidochas etzlei. So there is heter to override that Shabbos. Unlike the case of the babies, where once he mauled the Shabbos baby on Friday, then there is no baby that he knows of who still needs a bris. Here, it's not like that. So now let's focus on the factor of torud. So the difference is, when it comes to balim mumin, there's no tirda. To begin with, he knows that a balim mum is not kosher as a korban. So therefore, you can't say he's preoccupied with this animal. I know I have to bring it as a korban at some point. What do you mean you know you have to bring it at some point? It's a balim mum, you can't bring it. So therefore, you can't say he's potter for shechting it, as opposed to an egel, a calf. Okay, it's not a korban Pesach, but it could be brought as some other korban, for example, a shlamim. Therefore, we can say he is torud, he is preoccupied, he's thinking to himself, at some point, I know I have to bring this animal as a korban, and therefore, in this case, he got mixed up and brought it on Shabbos Erev Pesach as a korban Pesach. So then you can still say Reb Meir is still going to potter him on that basis. Again, Reb Shimon would say that no, that's plain. Reb Shimon would understand Reb Yeshua to say that no, to bring an eagle as the Pesach is plain carelessness. It should be easy enough to tell the difference between an eagle and a sheep or a goat, and therefore he's going to be chayev, because even Reb Yeshua is not going to potter him where it was blatant carelessness and he should have known better. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, that when there's kitzvah, when there's a fixed number of korbanos, and you know that all of those have been brought already, then he's also going to be chayev. But Rabbi Meir doesn't make those distinctions. Rabbi Meir is focusing on tirda. So as long as Shamas nitnul midachas etzloi, then we're saying that tirda is a good enough reason to pater him. And here, with a baal mum, there's no tirda. When it comes to the ego, there is. Okay. Bomine Rava mit Rabbi Nachman, chulun l'shem Pesach mai li omer Rabbi Meir. So Rava asked Rabbi Nachman, okay, what would Rabbi Meir say when it comes to, now we were talking about where he took an eagle of Shlomim and shechted it as a Pesach. So it was already designated as a korban, and therefore you can say there's tirda. Therefore, you can say there's tirda that he's preoccupied. He knows at some point after bring this animal as a korban. What if instead it was a chulun animal and he shechted it l'shem Pesach? What would Rabbi Meir say then? Amalei, so Rav Nachman says, Poito, hoy Rav Meir, afilo chulun l'shem Pesach. Yes, as a matter of fact, Rav Meir would say that even if he shechted a chulun animal l'shem Pesach, then he'd still be potter. So the question is, again, va'amar Rav Yechon and moido hoy Rav Meir b'balim mumin. Didn't we just say that Rav Meir says that he's chayev if it was a bal mum? So why should a bal mum and chulun be any different? Neither one is kodshim. The answer what? The answer is Bali Mumun Lay Mechlafi Hani Mechlafi. The difference is a Bal Mum, you shouldn't easily mix up with a regular animal. So it has a mum. So therefore you should put it out of your mind. This can never be a korban. And therefore there's no reason to assume that he mixed it up with a tum such that you should say that he was totered. As opposed to Hani Michlafi, as opposed to when it comes to Chulin versus Kodshim, those can easily be mixed up. So he could say, I thought that they were Kodshim. You can't say, I thought that the Baal Mum was Kodshim. You should know enough to know that a Baal Mum can't be brought as Kodshim. But Chulin, they could become Kodshim. So therefore, he thought it was already designated as Kodshim. So you're telling me, so the Gemara asked for time, did a Meir Mishum? So you're telling me that Meir's reason has to do with whether you're going to mix them up or not? So we just said before, Rabbi Bibi said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Meir says he's potter even when it was a calf of Zivchei Shlomim, that he shechted as Pesach. Now, a calf and a sheep, you don't mix up that easily. Alma time did a Meir Mishum the Torid. So we see the Meir's reason has to do with being preoccupied, that you know that this animal has to be brought as a korban at some point, and therefore you're preoccupied, and therefore you end up shechting it as a korban Pesach, not paying attention. So nothing to do with whether you mix them up or not, because an eagle is obviously not confusable with a sheep, and nevertheless your Bibi is still saying he's potter. An eagle is not kosher for a korban Pesach at all, exactly. Amalei, so Rav Nachman tells him what it is. Rav Meir would say it's one or the other. Torid afa gabdalei michlaf afa gabdalei torid. Rav Meir would allow it, Rav Meir would say he's not chayav chatos if you have either one. Either you have tirda or you have that they can be confused. So torud in the case of the eagle, he has this torud because he's preoccupied. I know I have to bring this animal at some point as a korban, even though it's not michlaf, it's not confusable with a sheep. Nevertheless, Rav Meir is going to pater him. And also in the case of a chulin animal, in the case of a chulin sheep, where it's michlaf, where it can be confused with kodshim, even though there's no torud, even though there's no preoccupation, because it's a chulin animal, he shouldn't be preoccupied saying, I know I have to bring this as a korban at some point. It's chulin. There's no reason he should think that. But the fact that he can confuse it with kodshim is also reason enough to pater him. La puki balim mumin deloy ichlofi michlof v'loy mitred torid. When it comes to a bal mum, you don't have either factor. He's not going to mix it up with a tum, and it's not something that you can easily confuse with a tum, because the fact that it's a bal mum is very obvious. It's also not torud because he knows he can't bring it as a korban. It's a bal mum. Therefore, there's no reason he should be preoccupied thinking I have to bring it as a korban. Therefore, a mayor can be mechayev him. So. Well, I guess that's true. You should take it out of the Azorah so you don't mix it up. But if you didn't and he shechted it, then Rav Meir is in fact going to be mechayev him. Where we're up to now is.
So why again, can't you say that?
One second, Avraham Moshe. Let me just summarize where we're holding so far. What we're saying is, so first of all, we have Rav Meir against Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon is the author of our Mishnah. He says it doesn't matter. He says that michlaf isn't really an issue, and therefore, if the animal is not roi, then you're chayev. So he would say. He would say the key thing is, did you accomplish a mitzvah or not? Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, Toya b'dvar mitzvah is potter. He's going to say, only if you actually accomplished a mitzvah. And only if it was something where you might not have been able to realize, as in the case of the Korban Pesach, where there's no maximum number of Korbanos Pesach, and therefore when he shechted this one, he didn't realize that in fact it's not a Pesach at all. So that's according to the Shimon. So nothing to do with Tirda and any of that. So in a certain sense, yeah. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua is counting Tirda, but it's more that Rabbi Yeshua is considering he's toya b'dvar mitzvah. He's intending to do a mitzvah, and he actually did accomplish a mitzvah. And in the case of a different animal shechted as the Pesach, it turns out to be a kosher korban of some other type. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is going to pater him. Now that's all according to Rabbi Shimon. According to the mayor, what we're saying is you need the factors are as follows. First of all, you need to have nitna shabbos lidochas. You have to have that you have authorization to be doicha this shabbos for the mitzvah. If you don't have that, then he's going to be chayiv regardless. Tirda is not going to matter. Once nitna shabbos lidochas etzlei, then Reb Nachman is telling us, then you have, as long as he's either torud or that he could, or that we could say we mixed up one with the other, then we can pater him. But when there's no tirda and no, when even when nitna shabbos lidochas etzlei, and there's no tirda and no michlof, then Reb Meir is going to be mechayev him. So in the case of the babies, it's true. You could argue there is tirda and there is michlof, but there's no loid nitna shabbos lidochas in the first place, because right now there's no baby who's scheduled to be mild on Shabbos at all. Therefore, Reb Meir can be mechayev him. But over here, when we're talking about nitna shabbos lidochas etzlei, in the case of korbanos, then we can start making these distinctions of torud and michlof. Okay, so now go ahead, Avraham Moshe. What do you want to ask?
Forget about it.
Okay. All right, so maybe
Tarud, no, it's not covered. Tarud works for one and not for the other. I mean,
not that Tarud works for, yeah.
If he's Tarud,
yeah.
If he's Tarud, how does he, he can still think that the animal doesn't have a mum.
No, that's not a valid tirda to say I think the animal doesn't have a mum. No, that's just plain carelessness. To say that I mix up, to say that I'm totoed, that I know that I have a mental state, I know I have to bring this animal as a korban at some point, namely it's an eagle of shlomim, and he mistakenly brings it as a Pesach, that's a valid excuse. To say that I thought that this animal was a mum, that's not, we don't call that tirda. Tirda means not just that he made a mistake, tirda means that he was preoccupied with this animal, he's thinking, he has in his mind, I'm mentally associating. I know this animal has to be brought as a korban at some point. And now he just brings it at the wrong time and as the wrong kind of korban. Versus a bal mum, where he shouldn't have that tirda in the first place. And if he then mistakenly brings it as a korban, then that's just plain carelessness. That's shoygig. And therefore he's going to be chayiv chatas for that. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Yostiv Reb Zeira v'Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak Akila de Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak. Reb Zeira and Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak were one time sitting in the foyer of Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak's house. Akila means in the foyer. Rashi actually, if you look in Rashi, the code in foyer, which is like the word foyer in English. So it means it was like in the front entryway. They were sitting in the front entryway of Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak's house. The Yasvi v'Kamni, and they were sitting and saying dinim as follows. In this connection about Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, Amar of Shimon Lakish, Nischalaf Le Shfud Shal Noisa B'Shfud Shal Tzli. If a person mixed up, he had one spit of meat that had Noisa meat on it, and another one that had roasted meat of a korban, which where there's a mitzvah to eat it, and he mixed them up for Ochle, and he ended up eating the Noisa one, Chayav, then he's going to be Chayav Chatos. Because he was Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, and he didn't actually accomplish a mitzvah. Most of the cases we're talking about until now, he actually accomplished a mitzvah. He brought a valid korban. He did a valid bris, etc. Here, when he ate noiser instead of the korban, he actually wasn't accomplishing a mitzvah at all, because there's no mitzvah to eat noiser. Adrabi, he was over on an isur kares, therefore b'shoigik, therefore he's chayev chatas. V'Rab Yechanan, then they continued with another din that Rab Yechanan had said. Now we're going to see whether Rab Yechanan is arguing with Rish Lakish or whether he's adding to him. So Rab Yechanan said a related din, Ishte Nida Baal Chayev, if a man had relations with his wife when she was a Nida, where he didn't accomplish a mitzvah, as we're going to discuss soon, then he's Chayev Chatas. Yevimte Nida Baal Potter. On the other hand, if he did the same thing with his Yavama, where he accomplished the mitzvah of Yavama, Yavay Aleha, so even though he did an Avera at the same time, because she was a Nida, nevertheless, he's going to be Potter, because he was accomplishing a mitzvah. Now, does Rabbi Yechanan agree with Rish Lakish's din about the two spits of meat or not. Ikadamri kol shekein ba'ahidim mechayev. So some say that Rabbi Yochanan would certainly be mechayev in Rish Lakish's case, deloy also mitzvah, because after all, he didn't do any mitzvah at all. He ate noisu instead of a korban. Is the Amri Bao he potter. On the other hand, there's Yesh Omrim that Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with Rish Lakish and saying in the case of the me he's potter, my timer, because the difference is Hossam in the case of his wife being Nida, who de Havilel Shayuli. We can be Mechayiv him Chatras because he should have asked her, are you Nida? Aval Hocha de Havilel Shayuli. Here, there's nobody to ask because you can't ask the meat. Therefore, Loit, so you would say that not. Maybe therefore he could be potter. So the question is, so now let's figure according to Rabbi Yochanan. With his Yavama, we're saying he accomplished a mitzvah. He accomplished Yavama Yavai Aleha. He's now koina her as his Yavama. So now he removed the Zika. Now she doesn't need Chalitza anymore, etc. So he accomplished a lot with this, even though he was also over on the Issur of Boil Nida. Well, but let's 1 second. So that's the question. What first we have to figure out, why is it we're saying he's potter with his yavama, where because he accomplished a mitzvah? Ishtei nami ka'ovid mitzvah. Didn't he accomplish a mitzvah with his wife as well? The mitzvah of Piri of Arivia. Now, Tosfa says the question is not really on the first Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. According to the first Lashon, that where he didn't accomplish a mitzvah, then you can be mechayev him. Then, okay, for sure, over here, you can say he didn't accomplish it. The questions over here can be he didn't really accomplish a mitzvah, because after all, there's no, as we're going to discuss, he didn't accomplish, there's no particular mitzvah that he's accomplishing at this time by having relations with his wife. But on the second Lashon, where we say, in the second Lashon, we're asking where it's a difference where you could have asked or not. So why is there a difference? So first, let's figure out why there's a difference between the Yavama and the wife. Then we'll get back to asking versus not asking. So the answer is, B'ishtei Mu'beres. The answer is, let's say his wife is already pregnant. So there's no period of Rivia to be Mekayim because she's already pregnant and she can't have another child at this time. So the question is, Va'ika Simchas Oina, isn't there he's being Mekayim the mitzvah of making his wife happy at the time of her Oina? So the answer is Shaloi B'Shas Oinasa. Okay, we're talking about it's not the time of the Oina. Again, the question is, Tosfos says, really on the second Lashon, that even if he didn't actually accomplish a mitzvah, he can still be potter as long as it's a difference just whether he could have asked or not. So now we have to figure out why by the Yavama are we pottering him on the grounds why by the Yavama are we pottering him? In that case, why by the wife are we being mechayev him? What's the difference? They're both human beings. He could have asked them both as well. So the answer is Shaloi B'Shasei Nasa. Okay, we're talking about it's not the time of the Oina, so he's not being Mekayim that mitzvah. So the question is, he's still accomplishing a mitzvah even not at the time of the Oina. Va'amar Rava Chayiv Adam L'Sameach Ishtei B'Dvar Mitzvah Samuch L'Vesta. Didn't Rava say that a man has a chiyuv if he sees that his wife wants Tashmish, that he has to give her that enjoyment even Shaloi B'Shasei Nasa, even not at the time of the Oina? So again, according to the first Lashon, then you would say maybe he was Mekayim a Shtikl Mitzvah. According to the second Lashon, it wouldn't matter whether he was Mekayim a Mitzvah or not. The fact is that, why is there a difference between that and the Yavama? The answer is Samuch L'Vesta. The difference is that we're talking about over here, it was close to her vest. And then you have an Issu Daraisa, not necessarily an Issu Daraisa, it's not so simple. Then you're not allowed to, a man is not allowed to be with his wife close to their vest. They're actually bringing the Pasuk on it. There's actually a discussion among the Rishonim whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan, but whatever. There is a mitzvah that Samuch L'Vesta, that close to the time of her expected vest, for a certain amount of time before it, the husband is not allowed to be with her. So in other words, Tosfos says he doesn't know whether it's Samuch L'Vesta. So therefore, again, according to the second Lashon, the difference is he should have asked her. And therefore, if he didn't ask her and he ended up having relations with her Samuch L'Vesta, and she ended up actually becoming a Nida during that time, then we can be Mechayev him. So the question is, Yehochi Afilu Yevimtem Nami, nu, wouldn't the same thing apply to the Yavama as well? Why should we potter him in that case? The same way as he can ask his wife whether it's close to her vest, the same way he can ask his Yavama whether she's close to her vest. The answer is, Yevimte buzzes me now, because the difference is the Yavama, he's embarrassed of. She's new to him, after all. She was his brother's wife all this time. Now, for the first time, he's coming to have relations with her. So therefore, he's embarrassed to ask her, is it close to your vest? So therefore, we can say that according to the second Lashon, we can give an excuse that therefore that he was Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. So first of all, he accomplished a mitzvah because he does make her his Yavama. But second of all, you can say it's different from the case. It's like the case of the meat, therefore we can say that there was nobody to ask because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed to ask. If she says something, so much the better. That would be the right thing. But let's say she doesn't. Okay, that's true. She has a chiyuv, but let's say she didn't. First of all, it could be, for one thing, you could even have where she was sleeping. Let's say the fact is the halacha is he's koina her as a yavam to a yavama, whether she's awake or asleep, a shogig, ba'onis, etc. So you can have he was ma'anis her. You could have that she was asleep, etc. But yeah, obviously, if she was awake, then she should have spoken up. But we're saying the fact that he didn't ask is he's embarrassed, and therefore he can get away with that excuse. Ishtar le bozes mina. On the other hand, with his wife, he's not so embarrassed. He's already married to her, so therefore it's his business to ask, are you close to your vest? And therefore, if not, then we can be mechayev him on those grounds. So again, according to the first lashon of Rabbi Yechon, and the key question is whether he accomplished a mitzvah. So then we can give all the answers we said before, that with his wife, the scenario is where he's not actually accomplishing a mitzvah, because after all, if it's samuch levesta, so now it doesn't even matter if she's pregnant anymore. Period v'divah doesn't even factor in. Once it's samuch levesta, then he has no business having relations with her. You can't say he was mekayim any mitzvah, so therefore he's chayiv, as opposed to with Yavama, at least he is accomplishing the mitzvah of Yavama Yavai Aleha. In the second Lashon, we're saying the distinction is whether he could have asked or not. Then the distinction is that a Yavama, he could have asked, he couldn't have asked because he's embarrassed, and his wife, he could have asked. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would make that distinction.
How close to this Vesta is Samuch Levesta?
Say what?
How close to the Vesta is Samuch Levesta?
So, yeah. We learned about it in Nidda, but yeah, the general idea of it is it's during the Oina. During the Oina, when the period is expected. So in other words, if you have, for example, you have different kinds of vestas. I mean, nowadays that women generally don't have regular vestas, and it's a little bit different than we had regular ones. But the idea is it's during the Oina, during the 12-hour period, when the nida is expected, when the dam nida is expected, and for a certain amount and for a period of time before it. There was an opinion of the Or Zeruah, a Rishon, who says that that's always 24 hours. In general, most people don't hold like that. We say there's something called Oina Beninus, where there you have to separate for 24 hours, which is on the 30th day, because that's the average length of a cycle. But with all the other ones, Vesta Chodesh, Vesta Floga, etc., then the accepted halacha is, now you're only limited during the 12-hour period when it happened last time. So for example, if it happens, so she regularly has it, let's say in the morning, so let's say she regularly has it mid-morning, so then that the whole daytime hours would be osir. But the nighttime before would be mutter. And the same thing if it regularly happens at night, etc. We learned all those dinim in some detail in the Sechta Nida. But yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had also machlokas and on it. And again, you have the Or Zeruah. Yeah. So it's a little more complicated than we're oversimplifying it over here. But yeah. When you learn in chassin classes, then you learn these details of how to keep the calendar. But yeah. Okay. So we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with continuing which opinion, which Tana is Rabbi Yochanan following in his understanding about, again, according to the first Lashon, that there's a difference whether he accomplished a mitzvah or not, or in the second Lashon, that there's a difference of whether he could have asked or not. So we're going to deal with that tomorrow, and then continue with this discussion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Meir and all these various opinions.
Shkeach.
So in our Mishnah, you didn't have an Ikka D'Amri because you just had. The fact is, he did, when he brought a Pesach L'Shem, some other korban, then it's possible, no question about it. So then we can be Mechayev him. When he brought some other korban, L'Shem Pesach, so then, our Mishnah was according to Rabbi Shimon anyway, but so then we can make a distinction between Roy and She'en Roy, but we said that we have, there's the distinction whether he accomplished a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yeshua, or whether he's tarud or michlaf or whatever according to the mayor. Okay. Shkayach, everyone.